balloon elephant wouldn't fit in the back of the car, so I had to pop the trunk.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I have a hyperactive mind. Sometimes it has trouble powering down when the lights go out. My wife drifts off and there I lay, thinking of random stuff. Sometimes it's good stuff, or just silly things that make me smile. Last night, I thought of all the things I wanted to be in life. Hockey player, golf ball diver, ice cream sampler. This led me to ask, what is the one thing I never ever wanted to be? And I'll tell you, it is a swimmer. It's not the fact that I'm no swimsuit model or that I'm so thin I was swimming in a lake one summer and a dog came out to fetch me three times. Here is my reason. When the poor swimmers finish, they can't tell who won. You watch swimming during the Olympics, you feel for them. At the finish line, they pop up out of the water like gophers from a hole. Their glasses are fogged. Their chlorine eyeballs are bloodshot. Everyone else knows who won, but they look around. They look up. They look at each other as if to say, me? You? Who? Who won? I do not need that confusion at the pinnacle of my career. Well, this made me smile. I hope it did you. I don't know if it's funny to anyone but me, but there you are. It was late at night, okay? Then at 12:23, I realized that if you were to walk around the world, your head would travel a slightly longer distance than your feet. Think about it. It's the truth. At 1:47, there came another breakthrough when I realized that if you walk far enough north, you'll be walking south again. Keep going south far enough, you'll be walking north again. I almost woke my wife to tell her, but more clever thoughts were waiting to be thunk. Like, did you realize that someone coined the term to coin a term? Or this, at this moment, you are both the youngest you will ever be and the oldest you have ever been. It's true. Furthermore, in order for you to fall asleep, you should pretend to be asleep, which I certainly was not doing at 1:54 a.m. Well, some nights, very different thoughts keep me awake. I attempt to solve tomorrow's problems. Not just to-do lists, but imaginary conversations with politicians, wherein I brilliantly articulate my points until they admit I'm right. I will repent, they'll say. I will revoke or resign. Sometimes worry keeps me awake. What if the guy who invented the singing fish is out there working on something new? What if the economy collapses? The banks go belly up? What if the world gets even crazier? Is there any hope for my kids and grandkids? Thankfully, I'm a better sleeper than I was 10 years ago, in part because of a commitment to practice things preached on this program. Like Jesus' life-transforming thoughts from Matthew chapter 6. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. I think one of the greatest steps to resting our minds today is to trust God for tomorrow. We don't know what the future holds, none of us does, but we know who holds it. He's got the whole world in his hands, we used to sing as kids. Do you remember that? Maybe we should stop wasting time on that which robs our joy and sleep and sing that song again. As the morning sun wakes us in the morning, let's breathe a prayer of thanks to God who made us, who loves us. And then I'll probably have another random thought, like this one. Did you realize that moonlight is actually just sunlight? It's true.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.